Welcome to the Pastor Intern Podcast. My name is Eric. I'm the pastor on the podcast, and the forever intern, new pastor, Will, is on the podcast. Will, how are you doing?
I'm great.
And we have other girl, Jenna. No, I'm just joking. That was a joke before the show. Jenna, how are you?
Inside joke.
I'm the random girl.
Yeah.
But I'm good.
You're good? Great. Good. That's awesome. That's good.
So what we're going to do this, so we're done with our summer series, right? But we still have one more Wednesday in summer.
We're just really slaving away.
Isn't true at all. I'm pretty sure summer goes until like
September.
Yeah, exactly. So
the end of September.
Anyways, our normal summer. This is the last Wednesday of July, by the way, which is
that
kind
blows
of insane.
My mind.
Isn't
that
crazy?
So my question, my first question, which is all I'm going to do, by the way, I'm just going to ask you a bunch of different questions. Nothing crazy or difficult. So. And I saw Eric just get really fearful over here. So I was just going to ask him something too hard.
I like to be prepared.
I know. That's
I'm
why
never
I do
prepared.
This.
How do you think I feel every time?
I like to be really prepared to answer questions. And then Will's like, what about this question?
Yeah. So here's my first question. How was y'all summer? What's ironic about this is that when we did the 4th of July episode, which we did like 3 weeks before 4th of July.
Yeah.
I was like, so how was y'all's 4th of July? And you guys all were like, well, you know, we
I assumed that I did this.
Yeah.
Now I can actually ask you this question and you can actually look back and say,
yeah.
So how was your summer?
Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
One of you.
I don't care.
I'll go, I guess.
Go ahead. How was your summer?
It was fine. It's been kind of boring. It's the same old type of stuff.
What have you done? Anything exciting?
Kid happened.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It was a little dramatic birth, but it was
everyone
fine.
Made it.
Everyone made it out alive, which is great. He was 10 pounds 7 ounces, so registered him in preschool last week.
Right. Massive baby.
He's basically running.
He had a top hat on. It was this whole ordeal. He's great. Charles Clay is fantastic. He is a beast of a man. He's covered in hair. It's weird. Like he's like a werewolf child. He's wearing 3-month-old clothes. So. It's like,
how old is he now? Did you say 6
weeks? He's approaching 6 weeks.
Jeez.
So he's over a month old.
Yeah. He's a boss.
How does that work? Do you just keep counting weeks until you find
My wife keeps counting weeks and she keeps telling me. So.
Okay. Yeah. So is it going to be like, he's 360 weeks old?
I've never understood why once they get a year old, people are like, my kid's 18 months old. I'm like, why?
That's
why don't you just say
one.
They're like a year and a half?
There's some weird gap between a year and two that just doesn't feel right. So as a parent, you're like, 18 months? You know, it's like your
I'd be
half
like,
birthday.
They're a year and a half.
Yeah. And then,
your half birthday. I'm going to start doing that.
It's your half birthday.
It is February.
You just have a list of everybody's birthdays and you find the halfway point.
The halfway.
Hey, happy half
happy,
birthday.
Happy.
So that's good. Well, we got a pastor.
We did get a new pastor.
He's pretty cool. He's got a sweet name.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right.
Eric's a pretty ballin' name. I don't know why I feel that way, but it's a pretty ballin' name.
I don't either.
It's pretty
no, he's a great guy. Eric Rents is his name.
Yes. Yeah.
So we do have a new pastor here.
He's
at
a breath
FPC.
Of fresh air.
Yeah. I'm sure that's no new information
no,
to
it
anybody
is
who is listening or watching.
No,
unless you just happen to be out
if
of the
If it
state,
is, you're in a coma. Like yeah. That's just the way it is. And if you were, we really need to talk. But
that's right.
I'd really like to talk to you.
Yeah. Anything else
I don't know that anything else happened.
Happened in your life?
I don't know. I might think of something as well.
You went on a trip?
Yeah, it was a trip. You're
it was
right.
A trip.
You phrased that
I
very well. It was
vacation.
Not vacation.
You're welcome.
It was a trip. When you're taking your kids back home, it is a trip. It is not vacation. But saying that, it was more of a vacation this time than it probably ever has been. So got to go to my parents' new house. It's pretty sweet.
Fun.
That's about it. I think it's been a good time. It's been a good time.
Jenna, what'd you do this summer? Anything interesting?
Not much.
No.
Did a lot of staying at home, working out at home.
Yeah.
And I luckily got to go, for the week 4th of July, got to go see my boyfriend in Kansas City, hang out with him and his family. That was really fun. Got to go to a new amusement park and cried on a ride because I got scared.
Always fun.
And also almost cried because they like to shoot off fireworks and it scared me.
Oh.
Because I like fireworks, but I've never my family does not shoot off our own. Like we just go and watch them somewhere.
Yeah.
And his family likes to shoot off their own.
Mm.
And them going off right above me freaked me the heck out.
Isn't it pretty cool though? I mean, when they're like right there.
No.
No.
It wigged me out. I did not like it at all.
Well, we walked out of our house and someone was shooting fireworks over our neighbor across the street's house. Like, and it was the closest I think I've ever been to fireworks. And Charlotte was cool. Like,
she's blown away.
No, or? She was not having it. She was like,
me.
She goes, fire? And I'm like, yes. She goes, colors? I was like, yes.
I'm really
and I was doing this, like I was standing out, you know, with my arms crossed, and I looked down and she's going, interesting. But she was standing like slightly behind my window. Yeah. So she wanted to be tough and like me, but she didn't want anybody to know.
Actually scared.
My dog though, freaking out. Like, I bet anxiety. She's like trying to get in your lap. She's jumping. I've never seen it before. Like, we're standing here and she's just like trying to jump into somebody's arms. She's hoping she jumps and someone puts their arms out and she'll be like, oh, thank you.
Aww.
And nobody did. We're like, get out of here. You know.
So.
Poor
but,
thing.
But yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah. Other than that, I haven't really done much. We've been trying to get our pool fixed.
Okay.
All summer. Thought it was going to be ready beginning of June. Still isn't ready. And we've been kind of mad about that. So, or it's just really annoying. But at least, you know, here it'll be
it'll
hot
be
enough
hot
to get in a pool till December, probably. So
on Christmas Day, y'all can go swimming.
There'll be like a 5-day break where it's cold. Everyone breaks out their sweater. And then it'll go back to being miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're so, right. There you go. Yeah. Filming a music video next week.
There you go.
Next right. weekend. So that'll be fun.
Awesome.
That's pretty great.
My my other song is now like on the national chart. So that's
good.
Cool.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's been the main thing that's pretty much gone on. I haven't done anything, but I've at least put out songs.
There you go.
Well, good.
So that's good.
That's always important.
That's pretty good.
So.
All right, Will, what about you? Well, what have you been doing?
Nothing much. We joined a gym.
We did join a gym.
We joined a gym.
How did I forget?
We are now like...
We're gym rats, man.
Yeah,
we're
is
in
that
there.
What it's called?
We're in,
I don't even know the terminology.
It just came to me.
After 2 days.
Yeah, gym rat.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I feel like I've already lost like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Hopefully like, the camera does me justice.
I feel like I'm swole now. Is that
right?
What the kids are saying?
Swole.
Swole.
Swole. Yeah. So we did do that. That's,
I'm getting yoked. Is that
okay? All right, well, we're going to move on from there. I don't know what eggs have to do with anything.
I'm going to Google it.
Oh,
God.
Goodness. So we did join a gym. That was exciting. I started, which I really did this, started before the summer, but I played a lot in the summer, playing golf. Really enjoyed that. Eric went with us once.
Yeah.
That
was
during the summer.
Great.
He had a blast for about 7 holes. And then the 18th hole, he threw a ball in the water. So...
Threw it?
I did.
You
I threw
it.
I was
he
so
didn't
frustrated.
Hit the ball in the water. He
no,
turned around
I
and threw
it. And no one was looking.
Something
and I threw
I would
it right
do.
Over their heads.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it at all. But that's bringing a lot. That's brought a lot of joy slash frustration.
You want to know what yoked means?
No, probably not. What does it
yoked,
mean?
Yoked, to be yoked.
Oh, God.
Means that you can deadlift a lot of weight and you've paid your iron dues.
There you go.
It also means you have traps but no abs.
What?
The downside of being yoked is that your neck looks like it doesn't even exist.
I don't even want to know what traps is.
I don't either.
It's this muscle right here.
Okay.
Oh.
I was scared he
like
just said
ever,
some like some sort of
no,
slang or
no,
something.
No,
dude,
it's a
no.
muscle. Like if you ever see people doing like
I've
shrugs,
never...
like men doing shrugs, like with heavy weight, they're working their traps.
Mm.
Like bodybuilders, their traps are massive.
We
like
knew that. Shit. We're gym rats. Well,
we need to be doing that. No.
You'll see
the actual gym rat.
You'll see Will in there.
And I'm
just 5:30 in the morning.
Just holding the bar.
We did join gym. I forgot about that. Keep going.
Yeah, so that's fun. I got in a promotion. Pretty big promotion.
I'm ready.
From
promotion.
From the intern to the extensions pastor.
Yeah.
So Eric can no longer tell me what to do.
Can you give us an example of what your job description is?
We are working.
That was our custodian, if you could hear him.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, he's yelling.
He's up there yelling. Yeah. Shout out to Joey Carter. But we're working on a job description. So I deal specifically with deployment things / helping in other areas. So, but
it's a good thing.
We're working on that. Yes, it is a very good thing.
There's more permanence to like pastor than there is intern.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not leaving like next week.
No, you're not.
So that's good. But that's been exciting. I made it Facebook official as of yesterday.
You did. It, like
that'll
posted
be, like,
it, and I was like,
now.
How pretentious!
You
like
that?
How narcissistic!
Look, I waited 2 weeks, so thank you. I paid my dues. Okay, I paid.
No, you
my
waited
dues.
Till the holidays were over so that more people would look.
I think did you put that in your Instagram bio?
Did
you
that
change
too.
It? I noticed that yesterday.
No.
And I was like, what does this mean?
You gotta change it.
Will.
It said intern. I had to change it. I've also got that I'm a student at Southeastern and Midwestern. I want everyone to know.
But you didn't change it on your email.
I work hard. I didn't. That's next.
I got an email from you, and I thought about like sarcastically replying with like a picture of it, with like all the highlighted stuff like blacked out. Like, you're not any of this stuff. Like, yeah. But yeah. Anyway.
So, but that's exciting. That's been fun. Other than that, really, not been much. It's been a normal summer. Been a normal. I mean, it's been hot these past couple of weeks.
Oh,
but
it's just been boring.
It has. So, all right. Well, we have bantered for 10 minutes. Let's talk about something that actually matters.
Sorry.
But glad y'all's summers went well and all kinds of different things happened. We are excited, though, seriously, though, about the new pastor and things of that nature. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's good for the church. So we're excited about that. My question now is, so we did just get done walking through a series dealing with tough questions.
Yeah.
What was your favorite question to deal with or talk about that we talked about?
I'm going last. Cause
I don't even remember all that we talked.
Okay, well, I'll
go
first.
I don't remember.
And it's partly cheating because it was the last one we did, but I did it. But it was the suffering one. I just really enjoy Paul Tripp's book and that last part. So that was my favorite. And that's it. You don't have to like go into detail over why. Which one's your favorite?
I don't remember.
Jenna doesn't remember.
I don't remember all
so
we did
one
talked
on
about.
One, we did one on church membership. We just did one on parenting.
We did one on COVID.
Suffering. We did one on COVID and the judgment of God. We did one on racial injustice, right?
Yep, we did that.
That's not my favorite.
We did politics and scripture.
Yeah, politics and scripture.
That's probably my favorite one. Politics and scripture. Just because politics are like heating up right now, even though it's like a garbage fire.
Yeah.
And I think if you don't think it's a garbage fire, you're not.
That one's a maybe. That one may be a top one.
And it was just interesting to hear like the whole closed hand, open handed.
Yeah,
I liked that. I liked that. I'm going to say that
here,
one is my favorite
but we
one.
We can't work with these things. So. Yeah. But that's a good question, Will.
Thank you.
But politics is iffy for me. It's like I kind of like to talk about it, but I'm also like, if you ask me what I think, and the floodgates open, it just like won't stop coming out, and I apologize sometimes if I ever talk to anybody else.
I just don't like the hot takes. That's what gets under my skin. Whenever I'm like looking through Facebook and the last 7 things I saw were like Trump or Biden memes, I'm like, man, I'm shutting off Facebook. Okay, great.
So what's one thing I
love it.
For those who've listened through those episodes or listened to a few of them, what's one thing you hope they got out of these episodes and things we've done?
Like me? Like what I hope that they got out of it? I hope that they realize that God is in complete control of everything. You know, like COVID, the presidency, suffering, parenting, whatever, you name it, God's in control of all that stuff. Not that we shouldn't care about it or be intentional with it, but that we shouldn't be overcome with despair or sadness because of whatever's going on in the world. We should realize that God has a plan, even though it's weird and it's confusing and it's not how I would have done it, but it's the best way to do it, and we just need to deal with that. So
yeah,
that's what I got out of it personally, because we kept just circling back to, well, God's got this under control.
Yeah,
what are we freaking out about?
Yeah,
stuff like that. Right. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
I don't really know what else to say.
Jenna just dittos your comment.
Yeah,
but she kept nodding, and I was like, man, Jenna,
y'all just on the same way.
Really identifying, right?
I mean, that really is good with everything that's going on this year, because it's been a pretty crappy year.
Need hope.
It's just thing after thing, which it's an election year, so what do you expect?
Oh,
but
no.
It's just thing after thing after thing. So
it's just worse.
That's a really good point.
Well, I would say, if anything, I hope people realize that there's really nobody who has a good answer. Well, that's not true. There's really nobody who has the answer.
Yes.
For any of the questions we deal with, which is particularly why we pick the questions we dealt with, because A, you may not disagree with us, but hopefully we represented all sides well, which is okay. It's okay that you didn't agree with it. I hope what you do is that you don't just throw these hard topics away, specifically, dealing with COVID-19, stuff like that, and the judgment of God or whatever, suffering, stuff like that. I hope that you don't just try to not think about them and deal with them, but instead that you think, okay, well, how can I think about these things better than I do now?
And you'll never, again,
you may not even agree with anything we've said over the past couple of weeks, but if anything, hopefully it's just made you think more deeply about these subjects. So, so what are we going to do in the fall? So we're going to take... This will be the last podcast for the summer series, right? And then we're going to take a month off, so we're going to be gone for August. Specifically, it's my birthday, so I'm going to be busy the whole month.
No, you're not.
No, not at all. But we are going to take the month. It just came to my mind as I said.
No, that was funny. So you got me. You got me on that one.
I know.
You got me. You usually don't, but you got me on that one.
So, but we are going to take the month of August off, and we're going to come back on September 2nd.
The day after my birthday.
That's right. We're going to get all the birthdays out of the way.
We're not letting Jenna have any sort of fun. We're going right back to work after.
Happy birthday. Get to work.
That's right. So, yeah. So, on September 2nd will be when the next episode comes out. And what are we going to be dealing with in the fall, Eric? At least for the first few weeks.
Okay. So, I'm not gonna work on two separate things because I like to be happy and do what I want to do. So, in youth especially, we're going to be talking about creation and science. So one of the top questions as far as research goes that Lifeway did of what questions do students leave student ministry with is the question of does science have anything to do with God? And I don't know that you can explain that any more clearly or better than dealing with creation itself. So and there's a lot of new research that's come out, so there's a lot of research that's really, and this is not Christian research. This is like science stuff. That's how educated I am, science.
That's impressive.
Yes, that is really putting down Darwinism and all of that, like saying that that's ridiculous and we can't depend on that because it's just a theory. And what was I reading the other day? It said it was...
Don't ruin it for us.
Intelligent design through creation. Like there's an intelligent design through the things that happen, and that doesn't just randomly happen. Which makes sense, and so there has to be some other answer to all of this stuff. But things like that, and I've programmed it as a 4-week thing. So as far as the podcast goes, I expect it to be a 4-week thing. But in youth, I hope some really good discussion comes out of it, and it expands.
Yeah,
more than that, because I think it's a really big topic.
I agree.
I think people need to talk about
it. So our goal is just to dialogue about those each week, discuss those type of things. So that'll be fun. That'll be something different. We've never done that on the podcast yet, so that'll be exciting. If there's anything you want to hear or want to know more about,
For sure.
Comment down below. Let's know. I mean, even specifically with creation, we can answer questions or do things like that.
Sure.
So that'll be fun. So I got two more questions, okay, and then we're done.
Great.
The next question is, so what are you most excited about in the fall? We're done with summer. Thinking of like the fall semester, I guess, not like literally when fall starts. Like what's something you're excited about coming into the fall?
So can I pick two things?
Sure.
Okay, great.
I mean, that's kind of breaking the rules.
Jenna, do you want to go first? No. Will, why don't you go first? You're asking questions.
First thing that comes to mind is football.
Is not my answer.
That wasn't even in my top two, but it's...
That is not my answer.
To me right now, I'm like, I could really use some... that and cool weather, to be honest. I mean, it's... Yeah. I've really enjoyed playing golf.
It'll get cool here in the actual fall.
I know, but it'll be cooler at least, I hope. So, but yeah, those are the two things that come to my mind. I mean, that and some sort of normalcy, but
yeah.
Always the goal.
Yeah. Jen, do you have anything? What you're looking forward to?
I'm just ready for fall in general. I'm going to give the most like basic girl answer. And just, I bought a fall candle the other day at TJ Maxx, and it was just making my day. Like
pumpkin spice is coming out.
It's like apple pumpkin, and oh, it's so good.
Man. It's basically Christmas.
So like
time.
I am shut okay. Don't rush that. I need fall first. You.
We can listen to Christmas music.
No,
I keep telling people that they need to get ready for the Christmas.
No,
because it's coming.
I need my fall.
The day after Thanksgiving. You can do all that junk.
But
no.
But before, it's a war crime.
Yeah.
Like, it is not cool.
I'll be there.
Cooler weather. I wish it would actually look like fall here. We could get the quintessential leaves and things happening. That's but that doesn't happen until, like, December
here. And we have a lot of pine trees.
Yeah.
And
just
they
like,
just die.
Yeah. So it just doesn't really look like fall. But I'm just excited for fall in general. And hopefully... I'll get to tour some since I haven't been able to do anything or go anywhere at all. So hopefully I actually get to do some shows in the fall.
That'd be pretty fun.
So,
yeah.
Ooh, I actually have kind of I don't know if I'd say it's a secret or not, but like in the fall, I'm supposed to be working with somebody pretty big in the Christian music stuff. So
leaving us hanging there.
The mystery.
Look supposed to be working on some new music with somebody up in Nashville. So
that's pretty cool.
Shoot. That is pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Okay,
so, Eric,
I've got two. So, number one, I'm going back to school.
Okay, that's fair.
Fun.
Yeah. So, excuse me? Man.
We were waiting on you to finish that degree.
Whatever. It's over. I'm... anyway. So
you're going to be Dr. Dyer.
I'm starting my doctoral work in the fall. So, I'm trying to do German right now, which is the most...
Can you say a sentence for us?
There's definitely...
Nine.
Ike Ben Eric. I'm Eric. There you go.
Yes, that's the most creative.
Congratulations. Yeah, with the limited knowledge that I have.
I at least knew Eric.
So yeah, so I'm doing that, and it's less about German in general, but it's more about going back to school. I'm excited about that, and two, I'm just excited for our church personally.
Yeah,
I'm
too.
It's going to be interesting to see the changes implemented.
Yeah,
and the focus on missions and evangelism and discipleship and all that stuff. And he's made a really big, our new pastor's made a really big emphasis on including us.
Yeah.
In the work. So we're up on stage, we're talking, we're integral into the work, like we're part of it. And I'm just excited for what that looks like. So I think it's gonna be good too.
That'll be good. So we are halfway through the year, right? We just talked about that. We're almost done.
We're halfway there.
And I wonder, do you remember what your New Year's resolution was?
No.
You don't remember?
100% no.
I didn't make one.
I don't remember. You didn't make one? I really did. Mine was like, continue reading my Bible every morning or something like that.
Yeah.
What
was mine? What was Dear Lord, what was
I know
mine?
What yours was.
Oh, no.
Because my question is have you finished, or not finished, I guess, but...
I don't know that it's possible for me to answer this question.
Continued on with your New Year's resolution. But it's a good thing. I mean, it's okay that you don't remember, because I went back and found it.
Okay.
And listened. And yours was that you wanted to keep your planner. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
To fill out. So Eric's answer right there just shows you.
Yeah. That was about a month and a half. Month and a half, and that was over.
Because you said, quote, I hate that about myself when talking about that you forget things.
I do. And I forgot the calendar.
And you are, and I know, it's ironic.
Yeah.
So I guess you don't.
It's typical.
You don't like write down your dates and things. Because didn't your wife buy you a planner or something? And
yeah. So it's like this little $1.99 type of calendar thing. It's fine. I probably should keep it, but I write down things all the time, okay? So, like,
so I guess in
like
a way.
The week and the next week, I always write it down just so I remember it, unlike this, which I forgot about.
I set reminders to go off on my phone all the time.
But, yes, I have utterly failed another New Year's resolution. We should be keeping up with that on the podcast. How many New Year's resolutions can I completely get wrecked by?
So well,
I think I may remember something that I thought of. I think I had said maybe try to like put myself out there more.
Okay.
At least like with my music and things, especially with like the whole quarantine thing and everything going on. It's like try to post more on things, put myself out there and not be so shy. Maybe I've done a little better. I mean, I've actually like posted covers and things of me just singing.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I guess I've done a little bit better. That's and then, cool. You know, the whole quintessential, I'm a workout more and I'm going to eat better, yada, 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 which I have lost weight. So
good.
I think I'm the only person that lost weight in quarantine.
Oh, I know. Jeez. hopefully in September.
Well, what was yours, Will?
That's what I told you. Mine was, I think it was like something to do with reading my Bible every morning or something.
Oh.
Which I have done.
Have you done it?
I have.
Are you saying that just because
I have. We were now, does it mean that the joy is there every morning when I do it? No, but I have done it. Because there are some mornings where I'm like,
I'm a stinking here.
I know
watch
that,
you.
Because I know that after that, that means that I have to do Greek. And I'm like, ooh.
It's awful.
I do not want to hear Greek. Because that's no, what I've been doing all summer. I should have mentioned that. I've been slaving over Greek. I just want y'all to know. Slaving.
I feel so bad for you.
No, it's been fine. It's been fun, actually. It had been terrible. No. So, but that's all I got. Y'all got anything before we wrap this up and then we'll come back in the fall?
No.
In September?
Mm-mm.
Maybe COVID stuff will be gone. Whether
probably
vaccine.
Not.
Probably
okay.
Not. No.
People just need to get it together. That's all I can say.
Okay. No more comment. We've talked about it enough.
Get it together.
So we are thankful for you guys watching the podcast. Those of you who are watching on Facebook, you can obviously find more information about us on Facebook and Instagram. To find out more information about FBC Blackshear, you can go to fbcblackshear.com. As we joked last week, the website's really difficult. So the name of the website, crazy difficult. As long as you just know the... Eric doesn't think I'm funny anymore.
What?
Like 5 minutes ago. He's trying to joke now. Huh? It's FPC Blackshear.
Sorry, you know I forget things.
So.
You need to put it on your planner.
Yeah, I forget.
So
I'll forget the planner.
No, but anyways, but in all seriousness, if you do want to find out more information about FPC Blackshear, FPCBlackshear.com. Leave a rating, a review on a podcast app of your choice. Did I forget anything else?
I think you did it.
That was it. Do you want to close us out? Eric, you start us off. Why don't you close us out?
What?
Go ahead. You don't
remember it. We are for the word and for the truth and for the church. Thank you for listening. to the Pastor and Intern podcast.
See y'all in September.